Hello, everyone, and welcome to CineQuest Video. Today, we're going to be talking Titans, Godzilla, X-Kong, The New Empire.
Obviously, Ray needs no introductions
right,
over
and
here.
Of course, we need to have the Kong of Dong. recording.
I mean, it's either this or all of our. It's not like we can include all of our many, many titles. It's just easier for me to make up a little.
Right, of course.
I mean, yeah. You've got like four or five. The King Louis Cosmic Beef, the Humble Purist.
Purist, yeah.
Let's see, the Traveler, and I'm probably forgetting one more in there somewhere.
Usually has to do with the. Nah, I'll leave that one out. I'll leave that one out. Don't want anyone who's listening to get the wrong idea about how we communicate with each other. but yes, the Kong of Dong, Roland, here. Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, Roland. When did you see it?
Yeah, I went to check it out on Raunch Day for maximum. Kongness.
Maximum.
And I mean, it was pretty awesome. Like I was saying earlier, that they had a really cool metal fucking popcorn bucket that I wanted, but I was not gonna fucking drop $30 for that goddamn thing, right. No matter how cool it looks.
I considered it just because it looked cool, but again, that's the price of the $30 thing. And I mean, that's not including. Was that including a drink?
No, it was just like a bucket of like popcorn. Wait, no, I think it did have a drink, and it had like a little like Godzilla Kong like topper or some shit on there. Okay, but I was like, no, get fucked. Like $30, like no.
You know, I know they did some stuff for like, of course, they did it for Dune, the special, badge popcorn. Then I saw a few that they did for Ghostbusters, but the Ghostbusters one didn't look too great.
Like, no,
it looked like you were like getting. You're gonna pay more for the actual little container, and you won't be getting any popcorn. Like it didn't look like it was like even sufficient enough.
Yeah,
popcorn
it did look pretty crummy looking. But of course they were fucking sold out because I asked when I went to go. And I was like, oh, of course. I think they sell one that, like, on Amazon or something. Like
oh,
just
I'm not
a
gonna
thing. It's
that.
A but it's the Ecto one. I think.
Oh, okay, popcorn, right.
Which is like kind of cool, but it still looks like. It still looks like standard movie fare, fucking like memorabilia. So it's like fucking trash ass, like plastic. That's
well, I saw Godzilla this morning, first showing, on with the D box seat, and not necessarily that I'm a fan. Actually, I'm not a fan of the D box seating at all. But I wasn't exactly sure how many people were going to be in the theater. Granted, it is a Tuesday morning and it is discount days. I don't know who has the days off, and I know there were some kids there. Watching the movie, and I know Easter's over, so I don't know.
What are you shits doing? Shouldn't you be in like school?
Yeah, one of those things. But I did it primarily because, like, in the D box, you have like the separation of the seats, and I didn't want to sit next to anyone too close, you know, because it was standard seats, so they're like very. They seem like they're extra close than normal, you know. No luxury loungers in my theater, unfortunately. But
that's unfortunate. Yeah,
it is unfortunate. So yeah, I saw it this morning, and
what'd you think?
I had fun with it. I know what I'm going into watching this movie. I mean, I enjoyed the one prior to this, or the one previous to this one, which was Godzilla versus Kong, right?
Yeah, Godzilla Kong,
something.
The first Konging.
Still same issue I had with the first and any of the other Godzilla Kong movies is that the story of the humans is unnecessary to me.
I'm just mostly glad that they only included, I think, what, two characters from the last movie? That's to say the researcher and her daughter. Which I was cool with because they were,
well, the guy who does the podcast also was in there as well.
Oh yeah, excuse me, him too, and he's great. He's great. I was
a little lackluster on the jokes, and obviously he is the comic relief, but it was okay. I mean, it wasn't it didn't annoy me too much enough to take me out of the movie. So I mean, I was okay with that. I do get cringy every time I see a podcaster on screen, because then I'm just looking there, I'm just like,
and it's great because in the head, you know. In these two movies, you know, both of them have podcasters in it.
Yeah.
This one on Ghostbusters. But I did laugh when they first reintroduced that dude when I'm blanking on names and shit. Let me just boop, boop, boop. Eileen and Bernie. When Eileen goes to Bernie's, apartment, and he's like, whatever, what, I'm busy, I'm recording, can't you, you know, go away? And she's like, oh, it's me. And he's like, oh shit, come on in, hey. And then he, like, when he starts talking about his podcast, he's like, yeah, you know, like, this is really important for my hundreds of listeners. And, like, there's a lot, like, when he was when he's talking about it, I thought that was pretty funny. He had a nice setup too, though. Fuck, oh, I'm yeah, not gonna yeah, lie yeah, like yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't care for his. Again, I'm kind of a person who is a bit of a little audio geek, and every time I see things on screen, I'm always kind of curious as to what gear they're using, even though that's not necessarily important. But as just a fan of these types of, like, you know, like microphones, audio interfaces, and stuff like that, I didn't like the mic he was using because I thought it was stupid.
Yeah,
considering. It just looks like a fancy, colorful thing on his desk, and there's a lot of noise going out on the outside, you know. So I was just like, "Why is he using that mic?" Like that's the thought that crosses my mind.
Wrong.
Yes.
Wrong.
He shouldn't be using that particular mic. God damn it! Like
this bitch. Does he have a pop filter on there? No. God damn it. What the fuck is wrong with
stupid this? Things like that. But anyways, other than that, I did enjoy the overall movie. I mean, it's basically. We're kind of continue on with the first story with the little girl who is
picks up
little girl who is kind of like have some kind of connection with Kong, and Kong is in the Hollow Earth, which is a nice conspiracy that I like that they keep on bringing back, because it probably is there for real, right? They're just preparing us for when actually they do expose Hollow Earth with the entrance somewhere in Antarctica,
and then funnily enough, they go like fucking Hollow Earth of Hollow Earth or whatever, Holoception or whatever, because that's how there's another fucking like area that apparently was under this, you know, where Kong was, and that's where is the sort of the story starts with him meeting, you know, the other fucking giant ape titans, and the orangutan. I think it's probably what it is.
You know what's crazy is that like
Louisilla.
I wouldn't say crazy, but I mean I just thought it was funny that Godzilla gets top billing in this, and he's kind of like the secondary character.
Yeah, he really is. Like he doesn't really have as much presence.
Yeah.
He's all agency or whatever in this. And just like the second the fucking movie starts, Godzilla's like, what the fuck, something's wrong. Like, time to go fuck some shit up, you know? And that's all he's doing. Like, to me, in this one, he acts more of like the straight up force of nature, just like blowing through. And Kong is the one with direction.
We find out through the lore of those folks in Hollow Earth is that like he's like the protector of humans,
right? And yeah, yeah.
So I mean, he has more of like a, I guess, empathetic nature to him.
Yeah,
even with the other ape titans, you know.
Yeah, he's got a lot more humanity, I want to say, to him.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool how they lean in on the fact that he uses tools, like he uses more stone tools. Like, well, in this one, like he straight up like lays traps and shit out for predators that are being, you know, pursuing him, that kind of thing. And I really like seeing that because it's just a cool thing. Like monkeys and apes. I don't know that apes. Greater apes to the same degree as monkeys have been shown and proven to use and develop their own sorts of tools or taught, you know. Mm-hmm. I was just watching a fucking a video the other day of a monkey, a chimp, starting a fire.
Yeah,
like
that's cool.
And he will, like, they granted he was taught to do this by humans, but like he breaks up sticks, you know, makes a little pile, gets a fucking box of matches, opens the box, you know, lights the match, and tosses it in there, you know, starts the fire, and he has a stick, and he brings out some fucking marshmallows and starts putting them on there, and he fucking just roasts it.
Well, and yeah,
I was just watching him, like, fucking put it back and, you know, like fucking blowing on the mushroom, you know, it's like, so he doesn't burn himself.
Well, that just shows how close we are to, like, those.
Yeah, of course. Animals,
you know?
Yeah. I just think it's fucking cool as fuck to see. And Kong pretty much does much of the same. I mean, like, from the last one, he still has his fucking battle axe he was using. And he uses it somewhat. Like a tool, I think, when he's like jumping around and like sort of hanging down, sliding down walls, he'll use that to like brace himself, or as like a catch, you know, like that kind of shit. But also the other Kong tribe, Great Titans or Titan Apes, do somewhat similar things. Like, they do have their own stone.
So like they use knives. like spinal cords of like animals and shit.
To, yeah. Like, so that's stuff? That was the asshole. I don't know his name. The antagonist. Yeah,
the asshole Kong.
yeah, he's got a whip. Straight up, like, well, it is a whip, but it's more like a flail because it's got a weighted end on it. And that part can be used to like crush things. Granted, he also uses the other end, which is a straight up whip. It just has that little like knife on there that he's like slashing people with. But like, they do use tools as well, which they're not as intelligent as Kong himself. But I thought that was a pretty cool sort of thing to see. Because it's just like, I guess it was just meant to show that the ape titans are on a sort of a different level compared to the standard, like, just animal, you know, instinctual fucking titans, like the mother, I think it's called Mother Spider, you know, that crab spider that Godzilla fights and just fucking dominates the shit out of, for example.
Was that or, in this one, or was it another one?
Yeah, 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 yeah. When I think Godzilla goes, I think, to like Italy or something.
Oh,
and, like,
right.
There's
right,
that okay, fucking yeah. thing. It's just like stabbing the ground everywhere. Yeah, and he just goes and he fucks that thing up.
Well, see, that's the thing about this movie is that like there's like various battles going on between Kong and other like Titan type.
With Kong, it seems more like a story that's happening. With Godzilla, it's more like a fucking storm that's blowing in. It's like, what would happen if a tornado hit a hurricane? You know?
Yeah, well, I mean, at this point, Godzilla is kind of there to take care of like the big bad that comes into town.
Yeah, Godzilla's just a lot more aggressive with his territoriality.
Well, you tell me, as someone who's probably seen more Godzilla movies, is that Godzilla pretty like whenever he starts battling these other titans, is he like just always asleep until it's time to wake up and then he fights and then goes back to sleep?
Kinda,
because that's what happens in this movie, you know.
Like, I mean, like, pretty much that's the main thing in most of the other movies. Like, Godzilla would just sort of go back underwater, and like that's sort of where it ends, and it's just sort of assumed that like he returns to wherever the fuck he's chilling, or he just like goes dormant somewhere for a time. That pretty much follows the way, because again, Godzilla is just like a force of nature. Mm-hmm. There's no like real purpose or direction. It's just like, it's just there, and nothing. It's not. He's kind of I think ambiguous. The word I'm thinking of is ambiguous, where it's not really good or bad. It's just Godzilla doesn't go out of his way to fuck with humanity necessarily, as long as they don't annoy him. He's just there to fuck up, you know, the other Titans.
It's funny that you say that, though, is that, like, as I'm seeing these battles go on, and then of course the main battle at the very end, like they all kind of come out and it's multiple Titans fighting each other.
There are exceptions.
They are killing lots of people.
Yes.
And, they don't mention that in the movie, but I mean, it's obvious the way they're causing all this destruction.
Yeah, I mean, at one point, like a bunch of drones fly at Godzilla and he just starts fucking swatting.
Right, but like, just in, like in the very end of the movie, like you have people like kind of doing their recreational thing at the beach and stuff like that.
Right, yeah.
And then all these things show up. I go, no way any of them got out in time. Mm-hmm. Like, there are hundreds.
They destroyed that whole fucking city. Yeah,
it's like, hundreds of thousands of people dead.
They all died off screen.
Yeah. They're just kind of like, okay, we're just assuming that people are dead, right? Because like, I personally wonder, or if it's even discussed in like production of these movies, is that like if they're battling in the main city and they're like knocking out buildings and stuff, they don't have like little digital people like flying everywhere and stuff like that, like.
Would that be too gruesome?
Would that make it rated R or something? Because
it's PG-13, right? So so that means everybody can die just off screen,
right?
It's implied,
but that's
they didn't get out in time.
Yeah, it's implied that like all these people are dead, and I was just like, that's really crazy.
I was a little surprised by that. I mean, I liked seeing it because I was like, yes, fuck them all up. But I was also like, yeah, they're all dead.
All of them are dead.
Are fucking dead. There's no way. because you see them sort of run, the people run away from the beach, and then like the fucking orangutan monkey, when he gets there, you know, back on the surface, he sees him, then he's like, hur, 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 hur. Like he had, I don't know, like he was so cheesy. I mean, I liked it and I was expecting it to be that way, but like the way that dude communicates and stuff, like I was almost thinking this was like fucking Mad Max and shit, where like all of the monkey titans are just like being whipped and like they're just like moving around rocks and shit and they're all suffering while you know King Louis or whatever is just there like like when they fucking laugh at Kong because he's got his like his metal tooth and you know. I liked that because it was very clear and easy to understand, but while at the same time just being campy as fuck. Yeah. But it didn't bother me.
But that's what I'm saying. Like with these versions of these monsters, like you're getting that level of either, like you said, camp, or it's a bit like cheesy. It's obviously very cartoonish because I mean most of the movie is like CGI. So that's pretty much what we're getting. And I mean, it's obvious and it doesn't really take me out of the movie, but I'm aware of that. But I mean, it still looked pretty decent whenever I was interacting with like the real world and the humans and whatnot.
The tone between Godzilla's scenes and Kong scenes are very different.
Yeah.
With few exceptions. When Kong and Godzilla actually meet, you know, Godzilla's just like, I don't give a fuck. Like, Kong is even trying to talk to him. He's like, you know.
Yeah.
And he just fucking knocks him out and shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best part of the whole movie is they're like, like, you see the battles, but then their interactions and stuff. Like, where Kong almost seems like he's trying to reason with him to get him to like, hey, like, listen to I thought at some point when they were fighting and they were like battling in Egypt and stuff, that he was going to like grab him by the shoulder and say, you know, and then he was gonna like just
stop and be like no, like so it took so the cool thing about that whole scene is that as I understand it, and like I've it's been a long time since I've watched it, but like Mothra, mm-hmm. Mothra's relationship with Godzilla is like the one exception. That's the one thing that can sort of like stop Godzilla and be like, okay, I'm being a dick. Hold on. I'm sorry.
That's another thing. Cause again, I'm not too familiar with a lot of the old Godzilla. Mothra, like, I thought Mothra was like an enemy of Godzilla.
I believe originally Mothra was sort of, because in the like old Godzilla movies, Godzilla does not try to help anyone at all. Right. Like he just comes in and fucks everything up. And if it just happens that it was there to like help people, it's like that was kind of like an aside or whatever. And Godzilla didn't give a fuck about that. But I believe Mothra was always meant like to be a protector of humanity or some such. Mm-hmm. And I think the way, so like whenever, if I'm not mistaken, I want to say whenever they fought, Mothra would always win. Mm-hmm. Mothra was like the one that could actually stop Godzilla for like a number of reasons. It has like a bunch of different powers. And I think one of them is like, it puts out these like spores or something that'll put things to sleep.
Is that what it did to Godzilla?
No, in this one, it just like...
No. I'm just saying like in past interactions.
I don't fucking remember because it's been such a long time since I've seen it. But they did reuse the dynamic between people and Mothra where like they can like communicate with it because mm-hmm. that's a thing in the old ones. I think it was like a pair of twin girls that could like telepathically communicate with Mothra or something like that and summon her and like call her for help and shit, and Mothra would show up.
Okay.
But Mothra had like a bunch of other abilities and stuff that it can use, and to like either stop or like slow down Godzilla or anything like that, and Godzilla can't really do a whole lot. But like eventually I think they kind of become like pals. We're not really pals, but like they just have like a like a kind of understanding with each right. other. And it seems like this movie kind of just like plays into that, because when, you know, Godzilla and Kong are fighting, like as Godzilla's right about to blast Kong through the face, Mothra just like shoots out this fucking like wave of energy or something, just mm-hmm. poof, just kind of like stuns him for a second. He looks over, he's like, oh shit. Like it's like the fucking like that relationship where like the kids are fighting and then it's like, here comes mom. Fuck.
Okay. As someone who's a bit new to like a lot of these, like at least this recent iteration of these movies.
I mean, dude, there's over 30 of them. So it's like,
you're talking about like the Japanese ones too. I mean, I thought there were more than that.
Oh, they're probably, I'm just guessing. I thought there was like around.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I haven't watched so many or many any of those, just the American versions of these creatures. I wasn't too aware of like their dynamic with each other.
Sure.
But I mean, I enjoyed it. I liked the way they made Mothra look.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. The fight, the battle, the action scenes were really great. I was trying to think of like a better. Or not better, but like a different comparison. But like this, the way the monkey titans and, you know, Kong and that little Kong Jr. Communicate. Like I was kind of hoping they weren't going to go straight up fucking Planet of the Apes with it, where it's like, you know, they start speaking or like Congo, you know, they start speaking fucking sign language.
I'm glad you brought that up, Roland, because there was a point in time when they're like walking through the Hollow Earth and all that stuff, and they're finding all these like other places. The first thing that popped in my mind was like, I feel like I'm watching Congo right now. I go, all I need is Tim Curry in here, fucking like, it's absolutely true, you know, like doing his fucking stupid ass accent. I'd love to see, like, I'm loving it. I mean, like, that's realistically can't happen, but just kind of like an insert of fucking Tim Curry in there or something, walking with him looking for diamonds or something. He sees the fucking huge thing and he's just like, oh, God, believe it, you know, whatever the fuck. But I thought I was watching a bit of like a mixture of like Congo and Planet of the Apes, like just like aesthetically the way those movies look, you know. That's what mm-hmm. I thought when I was watching this movie. Do you have any like I know we talked, I mean, primarily this movie is big monster battle other big monster and yay, that's what we want to see.
Did you like the character that played the vet? Veterinarian.
Oh, I like when they called him fucking Ace Ventura and shit like that.
Yeah, because his fucking button up or whatever, like that goofy Hawaiian shirt and his shorts and him talking about like, I feel something wrong here, you know?
Yeah.
And Michael is like, fuck off, I'm in charge, and blah!
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's fucking great. Oh. What did you think of, real quick though, like whenever Trapper was trying to do something, the fucking like Guardians of the Galaxy style like music starts playing in the background shit. Yeah, and I was like, oh,
that's another one. Thank you for that. Because I was hearing, bring up those comparisons. I was like, are they really playing Loverboy right now?
Like, yes. And I was like, is that Kiss?
Yeah.
It's like, yes. Yeah. Like, I saw that and immediately thought of you. I was like, oh, Ray's going to love this.
Well, you're simplifying my experience in the theater, right? When I'm watching this and I hear those songs. If you're talking a few years ago when Guardians of the Galaxy first came out, or you even have Thor Ragnarok, I was like, oh, that's kind of, I feel like this is helping. Now I feel like they're overdoing it now. They're bringing out these like classic 80s and 70s songs to kind of appeal to the nostalgia of like the whoever, like the adults watching this fucking movie. Because I'm pretty sure
it works for me. Anyways.
I mean, I fucking just heard a Loverboy song while he's fucking, I think when he was putting on the fucking, I don't know if it was when he putting on the fucking thing. He was flying through like, I don't know. I think when he brought those fucking things with him.
Yeah.
And like, I heard fucking Loverboy, I was like, you gotta be shitting me, man. Like, and, you know, and here's what I thought. I didn't think anything of the song necessarily. I thought to myself, oh, Loverboy, well, I'm glad they're getting paid. I go, because they need it. They those guys fucking need it. So I'm glad like their song was thrown in there just to pay them, you know, because for fuck's sake, I was like, wow, okay. That's fine. I mean, the songs fit okay. They weren't like, it wasn't too off-putting.
I thought they were great.
Yeah.
it just made me laugh. That guy was a pretty fun character.
I could say like, as far as like my nitpicks about this movie, I don't have many, or if like any at all. I mean, I wasn't thinking about it too much.
Yeah, it's like, what are you going in with? What kind of expectations are you having with this fucking movie? It's like pure fan service.
No, I mean, I would say that's a cop out answer. And I would say, like, for myself, because I was going to say the same thing. For people, like, if they happen to not like this movie, like, oh, well, what did you expect going into this movie?
Right. Like, what were you.
I know some people would prefer, like, a better story. You know, I mean. But again, I personally, just from my experience, I don't go into these movies expecting any sort of decent story. I mean, the story was okay. It wasn't anything to write home about, you know?
No, but it was fine. It wasn't boring. The pacing, for the most part, was pretty
even. It was okay,
I mean, yeah, this is like, nostalgia fucking... food for well, I was gonna say like old farts and nerds, but like,
oh, it definitely is one of these popcorn.
This is geared for as well for like kids. Younger kids too.
Yeah, it's for kids,
yeah, absolutely. I mean, from the way the indigenous tribe that was there, the Hollow Earth tribe, just coming out of nowhere and like. With all of their, you know, awesome powers, are like, how are they talking to each other? Oh, they're telekinetic. Like, telepathic. Excuse me. Whatever. Like, they're talking with their minds. And then,
I know. When you made that face, I kind of did the same thing when he said that like they're talking like telepathically. I was just like
talking to their mind. I was like,
nice. Okay, I get it.
All right, like let's just like
let's just move on from that. Yeah,
All right,
let's not discuss it any further.
And that's how she can understand you because she can read your mind.
Yeah,
man. Like, all right, I was like,
what the fuck is this Avatar or some shit?
Yeah, I mean when they go into the prophecy and all that. I was like, oh god, they're really just like trying to wrap up this fucking story because like,
There's no reason to honestly. There's no reason to explain it. We need to see a battle. Like we need to get to the fucking final battle.
Like the dialogue and you know with between people and stuff. That's just like filler and transition between when the Titans meet up and shit. Which that's like that was good stuff. I liked seeing all of that. That wasn't disappointing to me at all in any way. Like Godzilla was just like, all right, how do I go Super Saiyan and shit, you know?
Yeah.
And like, I actually think he looked fucking cool as fuck with those, you know, like the pink eyes and shit. Like every time, like it would power up and it just ends the same way as Godzilla always being Godzilla, where it's like, I'm the king, you know? It's like,
I'm going back to sleep.
Yeah. It's like a fucking cat.
Yeah.
Just curled up and shit. But you gotta
admit, it was kind of cute to see Godzilla kind of just go back into his little thing. He just curls up.
I think that was the point. Yeah. He curls up in the fucking, in the Coliseum or whatever.
and they see his eyes close. I was like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah. That was really funny. I think the music that was playing at the time as well was kind of like lending to that.
Yeah.
Godzilla's done murdering, so back to sleep.
You know, everyone, we defeated the monster. Oh, there's a lot of dead people around.
Nap time.
Let's not address that at all. Like, let's leave on a high note.
It just ends this movie on Godzilla snoring and shit. Yeah. You know, whatever. Just like, all right. And Kong is just like, yeah, I've got friends. You know,
I got friends.
And yeah. I was like, is this how the real Planet of the Apes starts? You know, without all the garbage and shit that. What's the new one called? Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes? Like, how the fuck are they making these fucking titles? What's it going to be after Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes?
Well, obviously, they're going to have to get to the point where it finally meets up with the very first Planet of the Apes movie.
It's going to be the United States of the Planet of the United States of America of the Planet of the Apes or whatever.
Well, because at some point, like we said, like, you know what? Do you think the series is going to end with the spaceship coming back? Like, where it's going to, like, the Charlton Heston character, like, whoever plays him. And that's where the series is going to have to end at some point, you know, with that, because then you can kind of go back and watch the originals. And that's, they're going to just revamp the whole thing again entirely.
I'm thinking that's what's going to happen. I would hope it would end your way, because that means it would just end and I could be fucking done with it. And I could ignore it because I'm never going to watch that shit and I hate it.
I'm going to watch it at some point, but
I know you
will. I better catch up, because I've only seen like the very first one. And I haven't seen any of the others, so I mean.
By first, you mean like the reboots, right? Not the original.
The first of the reboots. I mean, I watched that one initially with Mark Wahlberg, but then that's not part of this universe necessarily. So like, I saw the one with, I think it was James Franco was the one that came out.
Yeah, fuck that.
And then I haven't seen any since. So I mean, but anyways. Back to the movie. Roland, would you recommend anyone go and watch this in theaters or wait for
Season? Absolutely. As long as you're not going in there expecting... I mean, this is not Godzilla Minus, right? Like, this
is entirely different type of movie.
Completely different fucking Godzilla. This one's just like, you know, like Saturday morning Godzilla sort of thing. I don't know.
Yeah,
Saturday morning Godzilla with just a little murder.
Yeah,
you know?
Just we don't even mention at all, like...
Right, no.
It's just assumed.
Yeah, because then it would be harder for them to make the action figures for this one.
Right,
which
of course.
There are plenty of them.
Oh, they're going to have like the buildings with all these like dead people inside of them. Like, they're like tiny little things like this big, you know?
I would recommend it.
I recommend it also watching the theaters. The one previous to this one I did see streaming, because I think it came out like during a bit of the COVID thing.
Yeah,
Watching it here. Actually, my mom saw it too, and she liked it as well. I was wondering if maybe she might enjoy this one too, because I mean, it's just monster battle.
Probably
monster,
she'd probably get a kick out of a laugh out of, like, you know, the plot itself with the people and like their silly little jokes.
I don't even think she thinks that far into it, dude. Like, to be honest, like, it's just like.
And like you know,
Kong, like monster battle monster. That's it.
I can imagine her seeing the part where they're talking about the prophecy and be like, "What's this shit?" Like, wrap it up. Like, it's dumb, and it is. It's dumb.
Well, I mean, she kind of had the same kind of response with the other one. Was that like, we don't even need the humans in this movie? Like,
yeah, no.
And I say the same thing. Like, I wish they would take a page from the Transformers movies. Would take a page from this type, the way they construct the movie and the story. Let's not put too much human bullshit into this and just leave it with the robots and shit, because that's the only reason I saw Transformers to begin with, and that's why they're so like saturated with nonsense in between all. That's why they're so long too. Like, they're like, what, 2 hours, 2.5 hours sometimes? Like, nah, man, like, you don't need to be doing that with these movies. But anyways, I do recommend it. I just think it was a fun movie. It was especially a fun movie in the morning for me to watch. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Definitely check it out.
I mean, it's pure action. And so, it's great.
All right. Well, I guess that'll be it for us in this discussion of Godzilla X Kong, the new
short and sweet
empire. If you like this video, please like and subscribe. And I'm really gonna cringe every time I always have to say that. You know, make sure you hit the like button and hit the notification bell and blah. I like, you know, can you kind of have to say it? You hope people just do it. And I appreciate it if anyone watches to the end. Thank you. And if you aren't subscribed, please make sure you do so. And tell your friends. Tell your, don't subject everyone to this. But I mean, like, we appreciate it. Yes. But anyways, see you next time.
See you.